You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, here it is. We're all in the house. It's another one of those casual... First of all, Jeremy, hello? Jeremy, say something.
Yo, I'm here.
All right, big ups.
Now, let's go.
You sound like Voltron on crack a little while ago.
For real, man. Technical difficulties in my end now.
But anyway, here we are, one of the, those Casual Reds show. We are a Manchester United support channel first. Everything else is secondary. I am Casey, and let's, first of all, tonight's show is brought to you by Balorian, Manukian, and Shea Gideon. BMS is what they call. They're one of the finest personal injury accident law firms in Southern California with a 90-something percent success rate. If it's over 95, that's peak. You can call them at 747-44-444-44. Get that free consultation. BMS is what they call. They support us. They support the movement. We love them. Shout out to them. I'm glad everybody's okay. First of all, I want to give a shout out to everybody I know personally that was displaced in this fire. We're all with you. We're Cali strong, LA strong. The love from across the country. Bruno Fernandez is now an LA icon. Shout out to Bruno. Put out a video. I'm getting emotional. That shit was crazy. So we love everything that's been coming out. You know, it keeps going, though. It keeps going. We gotta be there for everybody, north, south, east, west. But anyway, we're Those Casual Reds. BMS is the supporters. We're going to talk about tonight's show. First, I got with me the gentleman over here. Mikey at the ATL. I do like that kit, though. That kit is clean. How you doing, Mikey?
I love this shirt. Apparently, the red is supposed to be for, like, the awnings. The red and green is supposed to be, like, for the awnings in Manchester in, like, the 80s. I don't know. But, yeah, man, shout-out to everybody. Hope everybody's making it out all right in L.A., man. My prayers, condolences. I know it's got a rough out there. And, yeah, how everybody doing?
The man... Next to him is Cheesy, my guy, representing the whole Caribbean.
Two states of emergencies.
Let's we can't hear you, it. Dog. We cannot hear you.
Hey, you talked about this.
There you go.
Back? Am I back? We good?
Yeah. You're back. You're good.
I'm saying I started the year with two states of emergency, so I'm on a roll. I'm hoping not to start another one. The hearts go out to everybody in LA. Everybody doing the fires. It's rough. The air quality, especially after you're done with the fires, the air quality is beating us down out here. It's rough. But Manchester United is giving us joy. If you're not a Manchester United fan, I feel sorry for you.
Jeremy, you guys, I got an emergency call from work. Damn it.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, Casey, you better just live at the building. That's what you do. You're there at 4 in the morning. God. You're there at 8 or 9.
Do the rest of the introductions. I'm sorry, guys. This is bad. Sorry. I'm right here.
All right. As you can see, this is how LA is with the bad air, fires. It's unpredictable out here. But now we also want to introduce Sean. Sean, what you got going on today?
No, everything's going good, man. Everything's going good. So, ready to kick things off, get ready for Thursday.
Nice. I know you guys had your guys' take yesterday on about the game. But, Cheese, talk to me. You were at the pub. How was the vibes out there? How are you feeling?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Pub vibes, I will say this. One of the regulars at the pub, I just found out at that game that he only started supporting Manchester United in like the David Moyes era. That blew my mind. I was like, you have no further glory and you're still here? So my like just respect level went all the way up. Pub is always a vibes. The overall vibe at the pub, I feel like most of us were confident. Like, we didn't fear Arsenal. There was no fear. Like, we thought that we were always in the game. And then I actually went to charge my car, so didn't see the idiot penalty where the ref gave it. And, I made it back in time to see the save. But otherwise, very, like, all joy at the pub, man. There was lots of tears of happiness, tears of joy, and embraces. And everybody was, like, real happy to, like, take a break from all the fire bullshit, for real. Like, it was just nice to be there. It was just nice to be there. And, like, and the whole back patio was covered in ash. It wasn't even open.
Wow.
The whole back patio was covered in ash.
That's real.
Yeah.
But yeah, good see, vibes. It's good vibes, man. I know you guys talked about a little bit about your show yesterday, but just got to give shout-outs for the redemption of Bayindir and Xerxes. The way he had that game in Tottenham. Bayindir, granted, he was a little shaky, and especially with his distribution. But after that save, you started seeing that confidence within him grow within the game. And then Xerxes, too, man. You have to give him credit for that, too. Although it is the fifth, you know, he's taking that penalty at the fifth person, but still, man, he has to knock it in, and he did. And for me, that really goes to show more so Amorim's man-on-man management and the mentality that he's trying to instill in this team. Not so just much the formation, but what type of mentality he wants from this team. He wants these guys to run. And one thing that he noted that we all know, suffer. Who said that too? Bruno Fernandes, suffer. So the mentality these guys have to have, they have to have a maturity with their mindset to be able to, when the chips are down, dude, we were down to 10 men and we still came out of that in one. We would not see that against an Erik ten Hag squad. We would have lost that game 2-3-1, folded, and ten Hag would have blamed the referees, the refs were against us, yada, yada. But this team did not take any excuses with all the adversity facing them. They went out there and did their thing. And also, big shout-outs to Garnacho. Got to give him also credit because you are starting to see a little bit of maturity on his end, not being tunnel vision, keeping his head up while he's dribbling up the pitch, looking for a better a chance with Bruno. And Bruno, man, knocking it out the park. So, I mean, those are, for me, some of the big, big points we can take out of. More so, Amorim's mentality within this team.
I wanted to piggyback off, first of all, Sean and Mikey, your show last night about the game was excellent. I think you guys covered a lot. You guys touched on the, like, in our age group, like the Gen Xers, I don't know, I'm a little bit older. Sean's closer to me. Arsenal was basically that rival team. And like one thing Mikey said that I really got me yesterday, he says that I don't hate Arsenal players. It's that fan base.
Yep.
I was like Sean, as soon as the game was over, I was hitting refresh for Arsenal Fan TV. I went at Troops. I sent personal messages to all types of people. Troops called me a Batiman. Excuse me. I need to say that. So it was a good win in that aspect. What I liked about the game though is it was the fact that we went 10 down and then Arsenal go to Southampton, it won't be a problem. It won't be a problem at all. This team showed energy. They showed fight. This is the first game. I can't believe I said that word. This is the first game where I looked at this team. I said, they're not a bunch of punk bees. They're actually, it's like they grew up in front of us in a way. It's a weird thing because, you know, we was cussing this team a few months ago. We was like, these dudes are soft. These dudes ain't got it. This team will never win. This team has no character. But you bring in the right leader and you stay to your standards and you demand things from players. I want to salute Garnacho, not just for his gameplay, by accepting accountability from the coach. He could have sulked and went to the side like some other players and decided, nah, it's all about me. I'm not getting treated right. No, Garnacho was like, no, I want to be part of this team. So I respect that in him. But the game was just beautiful. I was, like Sean said, when we went to PKs, I knew we were going to win. I knew we were going to win. I was like, oh, yeah, this team, they couldn't beat us in the regular. Oh, no. They ain't got it. So it was a lot of poetic justice. It was great. You know, the only thing I'm worried about going into the next game from this game is just the guys just getting refreshed. I think the characters that have, we're all waiting to see this, the next game. I don't want to get into the next game yet, but if they play like that, carry what they did from Liverpool to that, this team will be fine. This team will be fine. So it was good vibes. I don't know if Sean and Mikey want to talk about it. You guys were very, your video yesterday was excellent. You hit it perfectly. I don't know if you guys want to chime in for the folks today about the game, but you're welcome to. I know I wanted to make sure Cheese and Jeremy said their part, but Mikey, you know, you can put your little quick, you know.
They're just doing what we asked. We just fight. There was a part of the time in the game where I was like, you know what? And it happened during the Liverpool game too. I was like, you know what, bro? These guys fought regardless of the result. I'm like, yeah, I was happy with it. You know, I was happy with how it came out. So, you know, that if they continue to do this, nobody can be, now you don't want to lose. You want to put some W's behind that. But if you could continue to do this and make it look like you're leaving it out on the pitch, like a part of you is still out there, then I am okay with you underperforming as far as the league is concerned. Now, I'd love for you to win, but we're building here. The thing is, we weren't seeing that for so long, and under Ten Hag, we weren't seeing the style of play or anything like that. The fight starts first, then style of play, which we kind of already have, and then, you know, we'll add quality, and then the wins will come. That's how it works, in that order.
Yeah, you're right. It's, you know, you've got to show fight and passion from the team. Eventually, the team is going to pick up more and more and learn his system more and more, which then turns into better results. And then, obviously, when he starts bringing his own people in, that's when we're going to see next year is the whole turning around of, you know, hopefully being more towards the top five. You know, you saw him say today it's going to take, what, 6 transfer windows?
Yeah.
I don't
even think. He's segwaying real nice.
He's only here for 2.5 years on a contract right now, so I don't know how he's going to do 6 windows.
What's on?
I don't know. Yeah. But for me, like, you know, I honestly think I'm still worried. I'm still worried we don't have enough goals in us. I'm still a little worried on that aspect. I think the left and right back, left wing and right wing can be held down now. You know, Dolo's gone out, so we'll have Malacia probably playing in that position. So, you know, I think we can hold down to the summer in that position. But I think striker is a must. You know, when you're on -5 goals, I think a new striker is a must. So,
well, since we're there,
and we lost out on our first target today, sir.
Arsenal was all vibes, but today I was in a shit mood. And I know it's early in the window. I know we should be patient. I was asking Sean some questions today because I just didn't understand what Wagwan. Our coach says he came out and says going to take 6 transfer windows. Like you said, Sean said we lost some people. It's transfer time. And we're hearing things now like the left back, we're assessing targets. Mm-hmm. That means there's, you know, everything's up in the air. Striker situation, I think that's dead for this window. I think we all got to come clean. I think that's dead for this window. I don't see how possibly we can get anything, but it all bears down to one thing. Mikey said it today in some posts. We gotta sell to get anything, and it seems to be all tied to our boy from Wickenshaw, Marcus Rashford. Our boyhood lad, and his options are running out daily, gentlemen. The only real option, I think, is AC Milan. But seeing how there's not movement, there's not really anything popping, maybe Ineos is being quiet. I would love that to be the case. How do you guys feel at this point in the transfer window? Jeremy, you go first.
I mean, I don't know. It looks kind of bleak. The rumor is that what the whole Rashford deal is collapsing because of Okafor that failed medical or whatever, or Germany collapsing that deal. So, I mean, what other team is going to want to pay for him on a loan, pay the wages?
Probably Dortmund, because they just sold their player, Villa, so they can probably get some room for him.
Dortmund, and then we had herds of, like, what, maybe Napoli for a swap deal. I doubt that's going to happen. So my best bet, like you said, Dortmund would be it. And then Anthony, no one's going to want to take on those wages. Real Betis was the other team in Spain. You guys mentioned about West Ham. It's a lot of money to ask for some other club to pay for underperforming superstars for the tag that we got them for, right? Quote unquote superstars. And for that price tag, what are they really going to provide in the pitch? Because they're not going to do for anything marketing wise. They need it for on the pitch, a performance, and it looks very bleak. So I'm at a loss.
Yeah. I guess Dortmund's probably the only option for him right now. We have a good relationship regarding this Sancho deal that we did a couple of years last year, the loan for them. They did to sell their player to Villa for 30 million. To be honest with you, I'd take 30 million for Rashford right now. But the problem is, no one wants him. No one wants him on a loan, let alone wants to buy him right now. You know, you've got Rashford available in the January transfer window, and no one wants him on a loan. That's concerning. So I would take 30 million for him right now. Send him to Dortmund for 30 million. It's a sad thing, but he clearly doesn't want to be here. Otherwise, this mysterious illness would have gone away, you know, that he's had for the last 3 weeks. Tell him to Dortmund. Like, that's the only option, isn't it, really, right now? Like, if we can't send him out on loan, he stays here, disrupts the team. Then in the summertime, who's going to pay more than 30 million for him in the summer when he's been sitting on the bench all winter? Like Casey said yesterday, there's an option of him possibly coming back and maybe turning it around, maybe on Thursday against Southampton. But we can't sit there and hope on Rashford right now. I think right now he has to go. And so I was watching a YouTube video today and said the headline was Fergie would have kicked him out of the club already. He's not wrong. But Fergie would have kicked him out already. He kicked Van Nistelrooy out, didn't he, when he had an argument with Ronaldo? Kick Beckham out. Like, he always had that mentality. The team comes first, and no matter how much disappointment for one, him to go, because he is a young, talented kid from Manchester, and two, we could possibly only get 30 million for him. So sad, but sometimes you got to take an L.
I know it's a general question, Mikey, but how do you feel about this window? I mean, do you see us anything possibly coming out of this window? Are we being naive?
I think we're just not in the position. Like, the ball's not in our court, like how it normally is, right? Normally, Man United go in big cash. Everybody wants to play for Man United. Prestige is there. In the last 5 or 6 years, it's not, right? The aura's gone. We're the shittest we've ever been in the Premier League. And, you know, the money's not there to just splash cash on guys, because when all else fails, Man United is good at attracting players with money, overpaying, paying that United price. And we've done that to death. We've done it to the point where we've gotten ourselves into an issue now that we're looking to move on academy guys, or, you know, guys are willing to move out or whatever the case may be. Now, that's not necessarily always a bad thing in this football game, but normally we're the ones who could, if all else fails, we'll attract you in money or with Champions League football. We have neither to give you when you come here. When you come here as a big man, you have to know that, one, you're a part of a project. Two, we don't even know the coach is going to be here, depending on how everything goes. Three, the owners are, like, one part of the ownership is new, and the fans aren't really happy with them at the moment. They kind of probably turning it around now that we've beat Arsenal and moved on in the cup a little bit, because that's funny how that works. So, I don't think it's been good so far with Ronaldo. Ronaldo just said, we're halfway through the window, so it's right to be a little antsy. Yeah, it's not looking too good. I was hoping to do the Colomwani deal. Didn't happen. Juventus had a need. They made it happen. I don't think Dortmund happens. Daniel Malin, I think that was a good pickup for Aston Villa, but I don't think they supplement that missing piece with Rashford. They can. It would be cool. But once again, like everybody says, who wants to pay those weight? I mean, who wants them on loan? And I would take the $30 million only because, you know, we need $30 million would help our cause. But like, how much more, you know, it'd be more than what we had. So, yeah.
The only thing nice for the Dortmund deal, though, Mikey, is the fact that it looks like Erik ten Hag is the number one.
Oh, come on, Eric.
but what I'm saying is, if he's the number one contender and he wants somebody to work with that he knows, it's an option.
Would it be Rashford, the guy that gave him so many problems?
Oh, yeah.
Sean, if that's the case, Sean, shouldn't Anthony be also be on the chopping block to go to?
Yeah, but he also, on his kind of way out, he kind of chewed out kind of Anthony. He said that there were certain players that he's played with in the past that let him down. And we all know that was Anthony. I don't know. Maybe we can, I don't know. I'm not going to say the word. That's a bad word.
I'd like to integrate him back
out of Dortmund and get $8 million for him.
Oh, damn. You just beat my feet. I was going to say, cheese. Is there any way, do you think we could talk to Rashford? Do you think there's a way we could, you know, work on things? Because for 30, if we get 30 for him, who are you going to get for 30?
Exactly. Go ahead.
First of all, coach, I thought the coach said we don't have any money to spend in January anyway. And we know that we're not spending unless players are going out.
Yeah.
We got to sell to buy.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, who's ready from the academy? We can't bring up no academy youths for the little positions that we need. We can't just like believe and invest in what we have in homegrown. Because I don't have any expectations for the transfer market, for this January transfer market.
Yeah.
That's fair.
My expectations are low.
I think that's a realistic way to look at it, actually. I mean, we all knew we were broke. And I think, you know, last night, or just even through this, I'm hearing people saying, dropping names of all these people. Is that there's that kid Nene from RB? We even don't have money for him. I mean, he's
more wanted for the summer, though. They said,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I was. It's like you go on the net and YouTube and you hear people drop these names like, this is who I like to see, and then they're like, oh, Ineos ain't doing this, but. Folks, we've been broke. This is not like new broke. We've been broke. So it's a messed up situation for Amram. That's who I feel for in this whole situation, because he really has to. Amram said that he had, remember when he first got the job, people said he was told, get the most out of these players that you have here. And I think he was telling us that from the jump. And we were just kind of like letting it go through one ear and out the other. I don't truly believe anything can happen in January, even if we do get rid of Marcus. It's not like we can make heavy movements. We need left back, we need a midfielder, we need a striker. These things are crazy. So
is this more of a letdown on the front office then? This is more of a letdown on the front office because we get them in the middle of the season. January window is coming through, and we haven't been able to get any players for him.
Yeah, but he was told when he came in that you're not getting anyone in January. There's no way he wasn't told that.
I would hope he was told that. You know what I'm saying? I would hope he was told that, because
I do too. I hope so too.
I would like for them to tell us that.
Yeah.
Like that's the part that escapes me. You got us wondering here and linked to this and linked to that and da 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 and all this news. Don't know where it's coming from or whatever the case would be. Agents talking back. You know, everybody has some kind of connection to the club or whatever. But you won't just say, hey, there's no money in January. This is what it is. Marcus is going to be here till summer. We're going to look for a better we're going to look for a better opportunity. Like, that stops the drama. Like,
it really
does. He's not leaving now. He's going to be here. He's either going to play with the kids and have his lunch in his car, or he's going to be integrated back into the team to serve some kind of role. Cut and dry. But it's like this whole cat and mouse game that are we going to do it? Are we going to? It's like, just tell us.
To be fair, though, do we not remember at the end of last season when we were all saying the same thing? Oh, we're broke. We can't sign anyone. and we went and spent almost $200 million on players.
So yeah,
it's right though. That's the thing. I want to hear Ineos come out and say, "Hey, we have this much to spend, or we can't spend any money." Just be honest with us. I would rather you sit there and say, "Hey, look, guys, like we're waiting for the summer transfer window where we could spend some more money, invest more into the team." I'd rather you come out and be honest and just say, "Hey, we just can't do it this month. The club was run poorly." I know they're not going to say that, but the club was run poorly. We just don't have the money right now. I'd rather you be honest and just say that. So the speculation, but go ahead, Mikey.
All it takes is one injury crisis.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God.
One injury crisis. Five or six guys gone at the same time for different reasons.
We get relegated.
And then we'll be in trouble. And then we'll be looking like, hey, maybe we should have bought some people. We should have bought two or three auxiliary players. So that's what I want Ineos to think about now. Think about how we're already on the periphery as far as all it takes is this amount. That's it. We're on the precipice of calamity here. We can definitely change our ways here and get two or three guys on loan. Even if it's like a Diego Leon situation where we go out to South America or something to supplement these positions to give us some depth or give us at least some backup on loan. But once again, only a few injuries away.
It sounds like, Jeremy, what Mikey's saying is, if we're going to do this, get Rashford out of here for a low price so we can get some loans in, so we can get some bodies in here. Because if we're holding out for astronomical numbers for Rashford, and I feel all this Rashford stuff is more Rashford-driven because his attitude changed. He's the one that's not complying with the coach. The coach publicly said, "I want to help Marcus. I want Marcus to be Marcus, but Marcus has to want to be Marcus." So it sounds like what Mikey's saying is, if you're going to sell them cheap and get them out of here, and let's get some bodies in here because we are one twisted ankle away from some confusion.
That's it.
I mean, we're talking about trying to get a center forward, but we need some center backs to back up the guys that are currently there, too. I mean, they're not young either, so we need more depth there as well.
Our fullback situation is the worst on the field. I think our center back has good depth. That's probably
Who outside of – we play three center backs at a time, right?
Yeah.
So we're mainly playing our three best players. Euro is on the – he's on the outside there.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it gets bleak.
Yeah, it's bleak.
After that, you go Evans and then Lindelof, and they have to go.
Okay, so tell me your fullback depth. Oh, Mazzarardi, Dullo, and –
our wingbacks?
Yeah, wingback fullbacks.
Malacia is right now.
Yeah, the wingback situation is even more fucked. But the thing is, we need to bring at least another one of those positions in. But that's a summer thing. You got to hold out till the summer. Right now, we need offensive players. We need forwards.
If you don't score, you don't win.
We're defending well.
Yeah, we are. And I said this to Mikey last night. Like, this back line is like, I sent you guys that video earlier of De Ligt. Jesus Christ. If anyone says he's not fast, don't just send him that video. Because that kid got back. We have say Malacia goes out and Delo's out. We have the ability to maybe move Martinez out or, pull someone in that position.
Yeah, but then
just to get by, though. The problem is we're on -5 goals.
Yeah.
And if we're not scoring, we're not winning. Like, as much as our team was really good against Arsenal and Liverpool, you just didn't really see where the goals were coming from. And it's the same as the Arsenal team right now. Like, if they don't buy a striker, they're not going to finish top four. Well, Jesus is out for a calendar year now. Like,
He's done. He's done for Arsenal.
Yeah, so it's the same situation for them as it is us. And we got to remember what they did wrong. They shored up the back line. They shored up the midfield. They shored up the back line. They shored up the midfield. They shored up the goalkeeper. One thing they didn't do was score, get a striker, and it's cost them the league for the last 2 years. So for me, if it wasn't for how good City have been for the last 2 years, Arsenal would have won it. Arsenal took them close. So for me, if we want to progress up that top
of their table. And let's not forget who's above us. There's quite a few teams, and they've all got decent strikers. Look up.
There's quite a few teams.
Quite a few teams, but they also have decent people to score goals. City were 2-0 up with 10 minutes to go today, and two strikers got goals for them. So it's like Chelsea have got, they're looking to buy another striker. You know, it's,
Chelsea moves mad, boy.
They do. And at some point, they're going to end up in the same position as Man City. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
At some point,
Really?
They will. But,
okay.
Yeah, for me, if we don't buy a striker, right now we're 10 points behind a European spot. It can be done. It can be done. Those teams.
Oh, man.
No, those teams have a general time at this time of year. Have general thing. If you look at the past, they kind of drop off. I'm not saying top six, but we can get 7th or 8th. We have the ability.
We're only 10 I do points. Not want Man United in the Conference League.
Conference League.
Yeah.
By no stretch. No, I don't. No, I know what you. I said I what I said you. About the FA Cup, but I 100% am against that.
No, I agree. I don't want them in there. I don't want them in there either. But for if you think of like where they are now, that mentality going into next year. Oh, look where we were at Christmas last year. And we moved up to 8th place. We moved up to 7th place. That mentality going into next year, it's great.
Yeah,
that's what I'm kind of thinking of. You know, not so much the Conference League. It's more mentality for these players. And you ain't going to do that if you don't get a striker. And I'm not even talking Osimhen. I'm not going to get someone that could score us 15 goals between now. Or even 10. Because we don't have a player that can score 10.
Do you guys feel it's interesting that he hasn't really, other than Collier, who did magnificent, by the way.
He did great.
We haven't really dabbled with the academy. I think that's, I think we can find some gems down there. Doors. I don't know.
It's early doors for him as a manager. He doesn't know any of those kids. He doesn't know.
He spends, the academy report says he's at every U21 match he can go to. He's there coaching them himself.
Yeah, he had to spend more time with him before he feels comfortable.
I don't know. I think Wheatley could come up.
He's only been here 2 months.
Who would you bring up, Casey? Who would you bring up?
I would bring up Wheatley, and I would try and see what I'm worried about that 17, 16 year old kid. I don't know because he hasn't even been with the older kids yet. But I would bring up Wheatley and just let him run around. Wheatley's been in. He's played with some adults before. Just for the body. I mean, I don't see. We all know we need goals, but bro, we can't even buy Woot right now if we wanted to buy Woot. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, let's not even fool ourselves. Let's not even go that way. Let's not even go that route and play this game and dilly dab. Let's get bodies in there, get them acclimated, and let's just roll. Let's just go. Help out Amarin. He needs to know who he has. We shouldn't be waiting around. What's Marcus going to do? Later for Marcus.
There's no way he's waiting around for Marcus. He's already moved on.
I'm just saying, but Marcus is eventually the reason why we can't move in the market. You know what I'm saying? And they're having a meeting with Marcus tomorrow. There's supposed to be a meeting tomorrow, and they're supposed to go over if he's staying or going. I don't know. So
I'm so sick of this.
Let's not talk about Marcus. I want to go into the next game.
It's not even a Marcus thing now. It's the club now. Because it's like
it's frustrating.
Already said he wants to leave. Put him with the reserves, like you did Sancho.
Yeah.
Put him out of sight, out of mind until you make the decision. You're pure profit once you go. And we're waiting for that. And that's it, but this saga is annoying because we're not talking about a guy that scores 30 goals a season.
Yeah,
we're not talking about that guy. We're talking about a 27-year-old kid that has lost his way at Man United, his boyhood club. That's what we're talking about here. It's not like we're talking about where's Mo Salah's going? Where's he going? Where's Trent going? Those are real players. Compared to Marcus Rashford. Just saying. The lore is just not there.
It's shabby wabby that.
I love Marcus Rashford. I love him. But this has gone on too long now.
Yeah.
We got 30 million for him. We got 30 million for Rashford right now. There's no reason. Say he goes tomorrow for 30 million. There's no reason why we can't go out and get an Osimhen. It's not like we're going to be paying that. It's not like we're paying that 60 million up front, is it?
No, you can break it down in 10-year increments.
Or you give them the 30 million, you just go and say, I'll give them 30 in the summer.
Yeah. It's just all about getting them something where he'll be like, all right, that's, I'll take that. We'll get me in the door. But anyway, we got our next one.
Signed for long for to amortize the deal. So, like, he has
spit
to
game, baby.
He has to commit to, once again, not being in the Champions League for a year. Another year. He's not in it. He's not going to be in it now if he comes on loan, and then he won't be in it next year. So you have to commit to wasting one and a half years not being in the Champions League. And that's a hard sell for a lot of guys that's 25, 26, creeping into their prime. I don't know how Bruno did it, you know, but he did that. So he came in with 25.
Is it about the money or the passion?
Yeah, it's facts.
It's about playing in the Champions League.
Bruno hasn't played in there a little while. We just signed a new deal. You know, we get players when we're not in the Champions League. That we know that, but for him, you're right. With just Europe in general, it depends. Like if he's about the money, then he's not going to go to United. If it's about the passion and knowing, hey, I could take this team to the next level, I could be that guy. And it's the same as Amorim. Let's not forget, if Amorim takes Man United back into the Champions League or even wins a Premier League, this guy has any job on the planet he wants. Any job he wants.
What's Ronaldo saying?
I don't like that. I don't like the idea that, you should want to be here. You should.
No, yeah. He wants to be here. I'm just saying in general.
I don't like being the step two club to get you to Real Madrid.
I'm not saying he is, but I'm just giving him just saying, like, you took this team and you won the Premier League with it. Something can happen since Fergie days. If he wanted it, he could have it.
If we're gonna give him 30, that ain't a lot. And in some ways, he wants to be here if he's gonna come for that price. Because I know in his head, Osimhen's got to be like, I'm worth more than this, dog. You know what I'm saying? So if it's 30, he would come from. I think that's a fair number. I don't think he would, but that's a fair number. But anyway, I want
to give him 30. Like, we'd have to put 30 on him, and then just sweeten the deal with like add-ons and stuff like that, but we'd have to give it. He'd have to get straight 30, 300,000 and 400,000 a week.
You're not gonna give that.
We're not doing that no more.
Yeah, no. He knows he could get it elsewhere. That's the thing. He could get that elsewhere. He could get that.
Isn't he making that now?
He could get that.
He couldn't get it last summer though, Mikey.
I'm sorry.
He couldn't get it last summer. That's why they had to ship him out on loan to Galatasaray.
Okay, I want to get into the next subject because I want to know what you had planned for the next match.
Okay, go ahead.
Oof.
Obviously, we put in a maximum effort against Arsenal. We're going to go Thursday, Sunday. And then next week is Thursday, Sunday again. Southampton. We play Southampton Thursday. I don't know what their schedule is like this week. But I'd like to hear your guys' opinion. Do you do a heavy change? Do you basically stay with the same guys? Do you do a mix? I'm just going to tell you my lineup off top. I'm going Onana, Yoro, De Ligt, Martinez, Mazi. I'm putting Ahmad at the right wing back, Garnacho, Zerski, Bruno. So that's where I'm thinking. And Ugarte and Kobe. That's what I'm thinking. And then I'm going to go strong on it. I want to keep the cohesion a little bit. That's why I'm not going heavy rotation, but we know Delo's not there, so that's why I'm bringing in Ahmad down to the right wing back because he's exceptional there. And I think Garnacho deserves a little play, and I think Zerski deserves a start because I'm very disappointed in Erasmus, and I'm the main dude who's doing that 20-goal junk. So I just don't like where it's going. But anyway, that's my mind thought. Jeremy? Oh, no, Cheese, you ain't spoken about it. Cheese, what would you do? What's your thought?
Everybody who came off the bench should start, and definitely Onana in the goal just for rotation. I don't think that you start De Ligt though. I feel like he needs rest.
I agree.
I feel like De Ligt needs rest. Like, maybe Martinez will be in there, but definitely Yoro. Like, Maguire and De Ligt, I say they need some rest. You save them for...
Evans and Lindelof?
Evans over Lindelof, that's for sure.
They're both still injured.
Yeah, that's who I thought they were.
So you put Casemiro out there?
Nope. He's not playing anymore.
He's gonna
games
stop.
For United. He's not playing any more games for United. I would gamble with Eriksen.
I think he'd go
in a high up position.
10.
Just for rotation. Yeah. I would gamble with Eriksen for the Thursday game.
Yeah, and tell him to stay up there.
Yeah. Like, don't play no defense, dog. Yeah.
Don't come down.
Get the ball to Zerski, get the ball out to the wings. Yeah, like, keep it flowing. But yeah. Yeah. But otherwise I that's it. And Zerski to start. Because Rasmus started the Arsenal game, so rotate them. And I agree with you in bringing Wheatley up as an additional striker. And Collier starts. It's like Collier, could be Collier and Ugarte, because maybe you rest Mainoo. But both Mainoo and Ugarte need rest, but start Collier in the six.
Okay.
My problem with chopping too much is we need to win this game.
That's what I'm saying.
I have faith in the coach. The coach believes
I do too.
He's just waiting for the players to buy in.
Here's my biggest take, and I know it's not gonna happen, but I keep buying Darren Goal after that. I would keep buying Darren Goal after that. That performance. It won't happen, but you know, it's just I'm kind of unfortunate there's not an African Nations Cup this year, so we can see more of Binder, you know.
he would get a good run
of games, you know what I mean? But I would start Binder, but I know Inanna's going to stay there. I would still start Maguire. Maguire's fine playing. He hasn't played much in the last year, so he should be still fresh. Martinez, Euro, probably Collier, and Ugarte. Ugarte's still fine. You know, you got to remember he didn't play for half the season because, you know, our previous coach didn't want him. Wing backs is going to be Maz and then Malacia on the left, because I feel Malacia is pretty decent going forward. He's pretty decent going forward. And then my tens would be Bruno's not going to get a rest. It would be Bruno, Garnacho, and then Zerski.
Nice.
Can't change too much from this team, man. Like,
I think the only change I would make, instead of starting off Garnacho, I would start Ahmad at the 10. Both Bruno and Ahmad at the 10 with Xerxes up top.
Yeah.
Pretty identical lineups like you have, Sean. That's the only change I would do. Ahmad and Bruno up at the 10s.
Yeah, I forgot I left Ahmed out that.
And who is he? Delo's out, so who are you going to put in for Delo?
For Delo, I'll start Malacia. So start him off the left, and then Mazraoui out at the right, so you can let Ahmad and Bruno roam around at the 10 position with Xerxes as well.
Yeah. It's not bad, because then, you know, Xerxes going to drop back in that 10, and Ahmed's just going to go up front, you know, that interchange. Yeah. So it's not bad.
Mikey? Sorry about that. I didn't.
Keep the same team from the FA Cup. Keep the exact same team. Nah.
You're gonna think we're gonna be tired. Imagine Arsenal tomorrow.
The only person I guess I would change from that team. I want that exact same team, but I'd start Ahmad. I would start Garnacho and Ahmad. So that's what I would want to do, and start Xerxes. I wouldn't be too mad with Binder and Goal. Just to keep, because Onana hasn't really done anything to earn that spot, right? Like, we were kind of mad with him as of recently. So, like, although, like, our memories are short in this football game. Because Onana saved a penalty against Coventry to put us to the FA Cup final. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and nobody was like, yeah, let's keep him in. We're just so bad against Coventry that...
Well, the only reason that,
he should have been out on Coventry, except for Bro's foot was too big. But anywho, I wouldn't mind Binder being there, though. I think he earned a little time to play. But, you know, I'm Onana. I'm with Onana. So if he plays, he plays. I'm with it. I don't think that makes much of a difference to the game, to be honest. If you're letting guys get down that deep, that the goalkeeper is the one you're thinking about, then, you know, I'm my last. What is up with you? Because you you have something you need to say?
I'm just saying, all of us are a bunch of what have you done for me lately, mother effers. Because the last time Viander played for this, we all cussed him. We was all like, get him out of here.
He played bad.
Yeah.
He played bad, and then he played good. So he earned, it's called meritocracy. When you do something good, you get rewarded. When you do something bad, you get chastised. You do that with your kids.
So you don't reward your kids for being stupid, do you?
No.
So you're saying it's okay for Nana to be dropped now?
I wouldn't be mad
if he played a couple games here. And
yeah. And you remember, we're playing Southampton, the bottom of the league.
That's what I was going to say. It's Southampton. It's not like we're playing City or Arsenal or Liverpool.
So now it's Southampton. You know what teams we lost to this year?
We've been saying that, though.
We lose to Southampton. We deserve to go down.
Yeah, you know what exactly.
We just had good games against?
Yeah.
We just had two good games against the best teams in England, possibly two of the best teams in Europe. We just beat one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should be able to give guys a little bit of grace going forward. Like, they've earned it at this point. They've earned nothing up until those two games before. We wanted all of them gone. Now they're showing a little bit of fight. I don't know if it's the manager. I don't know what it is.
The manager.
100% the manager. 100%.
The thing I don't like with, like, football talk is that, like, and it's just not us, like, here, but just in general, it's like, if you say one thing, you have to stick with that. You don't have to stick with that.
If
it presents itself, then that's what it is now. You know what I'm saying? That's how life should be in general, but, you know.
This is also a test, though, guys. My bad. Yeah. I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead, Mikey.
I'm rambling.
This is also a test. It's a test because these are two of the biggest, like you said, two of the best teams in Europe. You're gonna be up for it. It's natural, right? You're gonna want to show your best against these two best teams. Yeah. But how are we gonna do now with the lower teams? Are we gonna still go with that same fight, that same mentality, or are guys gonna drop, relax, and feel like they automatically are gonna get a W? Because nothing is earned in the Premier League. We know that every team from top to bottom, you got to go out there and show the same fight you did with these top teams, not with the lower teams. So I want to see if that mental awareness, or more so that mental maturity, is there with this team to be able to show up.
Don't forget that. That's gonna be a tough game. We gotta keep people fresh. Brighton's gonna come in. They're not the Brighton of old that we've known for the last. But where are they in the league?
We'll talk about that on your show Thursday. We got 1 minute left, and I know
they're 11th, Mikey. They're 11th.
We owned. Mikey, write down your plan. We got to do Oracle for this game. I'm going 2-0 United.
Yeah.
I'm going 2-0 United.
I'll go 3-0 United.
You took mine.
You can say
so that. I'll do 4-0 United.
4-0. Damn, I like that.
So if you say 3, then I'm going to go 4-0.
I like that.
Sticking with 9.
Nine.
Sticking with 9.
We did it.
I put it in the chat on your show last night. So I'm sticking with it. 9-0 United.
Jeez.
All right, yeah, I'll probably just do 2-1. I feel like we concede.
All right, well, that's what it is. 3-1.
3-1.
2-1, 3-4-0, 3-0, 4-1, 9-0. This has been another one of those.
Hey, Case, can I have one more word?
Yes.
# Tomlin out.
Dang. Listen, be careful what you ask
for. Wish for.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, because you've been entitled to the playoffs.
Be
every
careful.
Year. Yeah.
I don't know. I want it.
But anyway, it's been another one of those. I trust the boss. He's the difference.
Players need to.
I
want to
thank Mikey, Cheese, Jeremy, Sean. You guys we'll made me feel
Thursday.
Better. Those Cavs and Reds show we
up the Reds.
Stay safe.
You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.